Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
So we're talking with Jay Young, the founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, and he's really revolutionizing how America will look at 1031 exchanges with a diversification of oil and gas into the energy sector. So Jay, someone would ask you, why should they select your Larimer County Energy Fund, DST, over traditional real estate? And then how does your oil and gas DST differ from bricks and mortar?
Yeah, good question. And you know, we're really doing investments. I mean, if you look at it, you know, we, along with oil and gas and real estate right close to each other, which one's going to go up in the next 12 months to 24 months? We feel like that it's going to be oil and gas. You don't need to learn all there is to know about oil and gas. We don't want to teach you how many calipers on the mud log, electric log.
I don't need to worry about how the oil comes out of the well.
We've got experts, which cost us money, but also, you know, I don't know if there's any, many real estate projects out there that you could invest in and get a 300% return on in less than 15 months. If we'd have sold that complete asset, our first deal that we did after learning the model and changing up the model, it would have been 300% in less than 15 months. You can't do that in real estate. I mean,
it's hard to do it in anything.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
But oil and gas has that swing to it, that has that upper swing. That's why I preached and I talked so hard about 1031s. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of great 1031s out there with real estate, but real estate cycle is coming down and oil and gas is coming up. And maybe, and people understand that and they love real estate, but I'm just asking them for 20, 30% of that 1031 to show them this is just an investment.
So instead of putting it all into real estate, from a financial planner analysis situation, they always talk about diversification.
Right.
And you're not saying, give me all of it. You're just saying, hey, To have a balanced portfolio, you now have a vehicle to put part of your 1031 gains into.
Right.
You can diversify that into oil and gas with your King Larimer project.
Yeah. You have profits from a real estate project that you sold and made money on, which is awesome. I think it's great. I'm saying 20, 30%. We wrote the book with Forbes. You know, people understand me. They know me. I've made 300% or 130% return for that one asset. We sold a third of it. We didn't sell it all. If we would have, we'd have made 300%. You know, but what I'm saying is just diversify your portfolio with oil and gas. Don't take all your money, 20, 30%. And if the cycle is there, and if oil and gas does go to $75 a barrel, $85 a barrel, or if we have turmoil, you don't know what's going to happen. You could have, you know, a lot more returns than that in a very, very short time.
Right. And to get in touch with someone at King, you want to go to kingoperating.com. You can also go, if you're interested in the upside of oil and gas investing, Jay's new Forbes book, which was out now on Amazon, as well as Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target.com. You can go to jryoung.com, download a free chapter to learn more, but also set up a consultation, conference call, or meeting with a King consultant to learn more about how you can invest your 1031. Talk a little bit about diversification, because you have your podcast, The Jay Young Show, which you can tune in every Thursday on Facebook or YouTube. And you've had some really great financial minds, John Malden of the Malden Report and others, talk about diversification into oil and gas. So if I'm a real estate investor and I just sold a building for $2 million, I'm going to have to, what within 45 days, make a decision on what I'm going to do with that, with that my gain in that property.
Right.
So discuss a little bit, Jay, about 1031 exchange and the Delaware Statutory Trust and how King Operating is utilizing that, that now an investor can talk to you or a King representative, and you can actually work with them on that for oil and gas investments.
Right. Well, the attorneys, Miller Canfield and also Locklord, I've been talking to them for months about, you know, this is the same as an apartment. This is the same as royalty. This is the same because of, and because the traditional way of investing in oil and gas doesn't work, and because people lose money, I was really hesitant to start this because people were like, well, I've lost money in oil and gas before. Well, sure you have. You know what I mean? The model stinks, right?
Right.
And so you lose money. Well, with Miller Canfield out of Detroit and Locklord here, you know, we talked about it for a long time saying we're gonna put the leases together just like you do on royalties. We're going to put the leases together, which means you're going to be able to do a like-kind exchange. Well, once you do the like-kind exchange and you add equity and you start drilling some wells, it's going to be worth more money.
Right.
And so you'll be able to sell it. So
just like an apartment building that may be run down that you invest in and upgrade.
Exactly.
You're scaling that up and getting ready. And then another investor that didn't want to have anything to do with it sees that beautiful new building now with the great pool and the new concrete patios and umbrellas. And they're like, what's that property?
Exactly.
Because you've
invested. And they raise rents.
Right.
They raise rents and they sell, or they refinance and get all the clients all their money back. And then they continue leasing up the property. So, and they're getting an income. Yeah, and that's exactly what I said before. And that's exactly what I was telling Miller Canfield and Locklord. I was saying, this is the same thing. We're doing the same exact thing. We're buying leases. We're buying like an apartment building. We're value adding, and then we're selling.
Okay.
It's the same thing. And so they said, okay, well, so they did me a tax opinion. We've got our PPM now. So if you're doing a 1031, we don't want all your money because we know that you're the expert in oil and gas. You made your $2 million or $3 million profit in real estate. We don't want you to you know, take all your money and put it into oil and gas. We want you to diversify out and put 20-30% of it into oil and gas because of diversification and a cycle.
Right.
I mean, and we have an exit. I mean, there's plenty of ways.
And now today at oil, I believe today oil is $0.63 or $63.05 right now. To your point about it going up to 75, an industry expert had said maybe 75 by the end of this year. Now is a really good time to look at diversifying your portfolio in real estate into energy, right?
Right, exactly. And you
this
need
is
to
a
find,
good cycle right now.
It's
basically
a great cycle. But also, because I said that to a friend of mine, or I was talking to a guy, I said, yeah, you know, you invest in oil and gas. He goes, yeah, I've already invested this other guy 4 or 5 times. I think I'll just maybe go back to him and talk to him. And I said, man, you're buying a one well deal. Where's the upside in that? Why do you want to go do the same thing? How much money have you made with him? And have you ever made a 300% return, 130%, 300% return? No.
Right.
No, but I know him and I'm comfortable. He didn't like me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody not liking? No, I'm just kidding. But can you imagine? I mean, but that's why I wrote the book, was because I wanted to get it out there saying, hey, you know what? There's a difference. There's a different way to invest in oil and gas. Don't do it just for the tax write-offs, or don't do it just for diversification. Understand that I wrote the book and Forbes is my publisher because we do it different.
Right.
It's a different model.
And someone, I don't know of anyone, I mean, 1031 exchanges in oil and gas is, I've never heard of that until I heard what you were doing with King. And that's very unique.
Absolutely. First one to do it. Why? Because it is a like-kind exchange, just like royalty. Royalty's been doing it for years and years and years, but I quit doing it in royalty. I did it 10 years ago.
There's no exit strategy.
No exit strategy. We did a lot of natural gas wells when natural gas was $8, $9, $10, $12 a thousand. Now it's at $2, right? So you're losing 80% of your value on gas that you're producing. And if gas is at $2, you're not drilling. And if you're not drilling and gas prices go way down, it just really, really does. So, and there's no exit. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly what you're saying. There's nobody that's going to buy that kind of an asset.
How can somebody use their self-directed IRA and their retirement account to diversify into oil and gas?
That's great. Great question. You know, it's like Japan has had negative interest rates for a long time. And you know, these IRAs here, they're just sitting there, and they're looking for some type of a opportunity to make money. In the stock market's, you know, way up there right now. It's at the top. Real estate's at the top. So we made sure that our project is compliant with a self-directed IRA. So if you have a self-directed IRA and you want to invest, you know, 100, 200,000 or whatever your IRA is, what kind of return do you want to get? You know, we should be able to return a good chunk back. And so you could take it out of your self-directed IRA and put it in, and to use that as an investment vehicle. So you can make money inside. Because you're not getting bank CDs, you're not getting any money. I mean, right. All these different things. And like I said, we won't be able to diversify out. As long as you have a good program and as long as you're a good person, you know. I mean, my family's been in business for 100 years. I've been in business since 95. I've been around them in the same building. You know, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I like the 130% in a year.
There's no guarantees in life.
Right.
Anyway. But what's interesting about the self-directed IRA, too, is that there's always been concern about, well, I don't want any working interest. There's been people say, oh, be careful with that. You don't have that.
Don't have that.
So
right,
tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, we have a blocker corporation inside of one of our IRAs. So if we don't have that, we have that standalone outside of that. So you don't have that inside your IRA.
Good. So somebody keeps telling you, be careful about UBTI. That doesn't apply here.
Does not apply.
Which is
right.
Great.
That's right.
So there's really no
red flags. It's like an apartment. It's just Instead of putting apartments on it in real estate, just put oil and gas and acid. I mean, it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like I'm going to go out and drill wells and we're going to, you know, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. Our project is an investment. It's just an investment, just like a real estate deal. It's just like a company. It's just like, that's what I like about our project, because I'm not trying to stay in the oil and gas business the rest of my life. I may not be in the oil and gas business in 5 years.
Right.
It may just be so much turmoil and everything else, and oil prices may go to zero. I don't want to put myself in that position.
Right.
I want to be the expert in looking for and identifying great assets. Right now, it's in the energy sector. And I'm going to continue looking for great projects in the energy sector. I know there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the next 2 or 3 years.
And to get in touch with Jay to ask questions for somebody that says, hey, I want to learn more about this, what do you advise them to do?
You can go on our website, kingoperating.com. The book landing page is J.R. Young, JAYRYOUNG.com. There's also a questionnaire in there.
There's an assessment on there that you can learn more about how to invest in oil and
maybe
gas.
Maybe it's not right for you. I don't want you to come in and if it's not right for you. I want it to be right for you.
But they can set up a consultation, a conference call, or a meeting with you or your team.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And we welcome people. We want people to come in that understand, you know, that there is risk involved, but also too, that's what gives our clients such a great return. And if people feel like that, you know, what everybody's saying about $75 oil or $75 oil, $85 oil, we've got great assets right now that we can grow really quick, and we will exit.
Good.
We're gonna look for an exit.